far-off places like the Strait of Hormuz seem a world away from daily life here at home, here's something to think about. Petrol rationing has not been seen since the 1970s, but it could be coming to a service station near you if tensions worsen in the Persian Gulf and oil supplies are reduced or cut off. Australia is particularly vulnerable because of successive governments have let the nation's strategic oil reserve run down, a problem the current government is now desperately trying to fix. Here's political reporter Tom Eagledon.
Three oil tankers have now been either attacked or detained in the last month in the narrow stretch of water separating Iran and the United Arab Emirates, with the threat of more to come.
Iran is threatening that to the international community as a way of saying, don't forget that we have the capacity to do damage to your economies. So, yes, this is a real problem.
That's Peter Jennings, a former senior defence official, now head of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. Australia gets most of its petrol from refineries in Japan and South Korea, he says, who source the unrefined oil from the Middle East, which then must pass through the Strait of Hormuz. That means two tanker voyages through two potential trouble spots, if you include the South China Sea, before the petrol gets to Australia.
And if we found a situation where there were disruptions in supply through the Persian Gulf region or from North Asia, that could, you know, very quickly escalate into a situation where we would have to consider rationing.
That last happened in the 1973 oil crisis, after which the International Energy Agency was born with a mission to ensure each country which signed on to membership, including Australia, built an oil buffer to guard against rationing in times of disruption. For over a decade now, Australia's failed to meet that obligation as local refining operations closed one after another. Now, with supplies again threatened, the government's looking for options and has settled on two. One is to ask the United States for help by giving Australia access to its giant oil reserve.
We're working with them as quickly as possible. Look, this is an important reform.
That's the Energy Minister Angus Taylor speaking on AM this morning.
And the second is modernising the IEA mechanism for counting stocks, and in particular to include stocks on water, which is, you know, this is a treaty that was established in the 1970s. It's outdated in the way it works.
But Peter Jennings says the only reliable way to ensure a buffer is to rebuild the onshore strategic oil reserve back to International Energy Agency mandated levels. That means more oil storage and reviving local refining operations, all of which would cost billions.
The government doesn't want to spend the money, but it's now looking at a strategic situation where fuel shortages could happen very quickly, and we've really got to find a way to figure out a plan.
Well, one of the plans being put forward today by the Energy Minister, Angus Taylor, is to change the way the counting is done of strategic oil reserves according to IEA rules. Does that float your boat from a strategic point of view, to coin a phrase?
No, not really. I noticed that Mr. Taylor's saying, well, if you count it the right way, we've got 92 days' worth of supply. But I think that really is just looking at what has been contracted. And if you're in a difficult strategic situation, ships may not be able to take to sea.
Does that problem get solved in the event that Australia comes to an agreement with the United States to access its rather large strategic oil reserve?
Look, it may help to mitigate the problem to some extent, but in a crisis situation, the Americans will without doubt put their own priorities first.
And perhaps that's why Australia's looking positively at a US request made over the weekend to send some of its military forces to the Gulf to help out in a potential international peacekeeping operation. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison.
This is about safe shipping lanes, which is good for global peace. And these are not uncommon activities for Australia or others to be engaged in.
That's the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, ending Tom Eagledon's report.